Welcome to the Founders Forge. Here, we take the unyielding principles of our founding and the hard realities of our time, and we strike them on the anvil of action. I am Yvette Palomo. Before the first strike, we must know the template. The framers began with these words. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And 51 years earlier, the ore from which the preamble was extracted. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Consent of the governed, not a request, not a tradition, consent. Earned through service, maintained through trust, revoked when that trust is shattered. For 15 years in Florida's 11th district, that consent has been stolen, assumed by a representative who stands idle from a distance, who administers the decline, who prunes the leaves while the root rots. A government that no longer serves the people, that no longer heeds the American kitchen table, has broken the covenant. This week, we do not ask, we reforge it. We take the white-hot truth of that first principle, and we strike. The power does not trickle down from their committee room. It flows upward from your table, from your consent, and we are about to reclaim it. This campaign is not a petition. It is a refounding, and it begins with a declaration that will sound like a hammer on iron. Join me tomorrow when we strike the first spark. I am Yvette Palomo. Until then, remember, the forge is lit.